Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
You singing Creed?
Ooh, Gregorian chant. My favorite Gregorian chant song from the 13th century. Ooh. Oppenheimer passed Bohemian Rhapsody to become the highest grossing.
That movie's so bad. I bet you, like, a lot of people are like, oh, let's check this out. And then they saw it and they're like, this is so dumb.
Do you think a lot of people just said they liked it, even if they didn't?
Because it's cool.
Well, it's the highest grossing biopic of all time worldwide. I still want to see it, but I'm going to wait till it's streaming. Mikey, is it streaming yet?
Not yet.
Is Barbie streaming yet?
Not yet. You can rent it.
We bought it.
Oh, can rent it, though. Can you rent Oppenheimer?
Not yet.
I guess that's what I mean. Like, can you at least
watch it at home.
Yeah. I'll watch something. Oh, I watched Good Will Hunting. I told you that. That was good.
Yeah.
We're watching a new show on Max called Circle. Finish the Circle.
Circle of Life.
Cirque Day.
What?
Full Circle?
Full Circle.
What's that?
This boy gets kidnapped, and then Claire Danes is in it, but for the first episode, all I can think about is Homeland.
Homeland, man, she was so good.
That's what I would do.
And I've kind of lost that now, but Claire Danes is in it. Dennis Quaid is in it, and he plays a celebrity chef. But
good? Is it good?
You know, we've watched 3 episodes, and I do want to keep watching it, but I'm not dying to. When you get a show, you're like, I'm just going to need to go watch it. I'm not there yet, but I do like it. Can you give me the plot, Mike, so I can read it without... Okay, here we go. An investigation into a botched kidnapping uncovers long-held secrets connecting multiple characters and cultures in present-day New York.
Botched?
That's what it says here.
So it didn't happen?
It did. Oh. But I can't say anything else. I don't want to spoil things. That's why I was asked to read that specifically. Yeah. But we're watching that. It's pretty good.
Is it scary?
No. Okay. But it has the potential to be really good. It's just not there yet, so we keep watching it. The tomato meter, 79% positive from the critics.
It's pretty good.
So a little lower than that from the audience. But yeah, we're there. We're going at it. Jen Shaw and Elizabeth Holmes are becoming best friends behind bars. Jen Shaw from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, right?
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Holmes from Theranos.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes.
So they're hanging out in prison?
I guess so. I guess they can relate to each other. In prison, Shaw's become something of a fitness instructor and holds classes like Shaw Amazing Abs.
Stop.
What are they doing in there?
Stop. Hanging out?
Dude, it's like one of those rich people prisons. It's unbelievable. Chill.
It sounds awesome.
Sounds like a vacation.
Yeah.
With no stress. A group of friends take over a hotel for hours and no employees were found. And we have some audio on this too to play. So a group of friends took it upon themselves to manage a Nashville hotel for a few hours when there were no employees on the premises to check them in out of their rooms. They did everything from answering phone calls, checking in guests, helping serve breakfast. They did manage to find one employee, a maid, who didn't know what was going on, but said she had not seen anyone in a couple hours. They also reached out to the general manager who was on a trip in California and wasn't aware there were no employees on the floor. Here's the crew talking about some of the jobs they took on to keep the hotel running.
And then the blue collar boys started coming down for breakfast, and breakfast was supposed to be served at 6, and it was 6:13, and there was nothing. And so I found the keys and opened the kitchen, and we got the breakfast served. We're both Serve Safe certified. Then everyone kind of got on the same page, and we just held it down.
From USA That's cool. Today. That's pretty funny. U.S. Air Force is asking if anyone's seen their missing F-35 jet.
Oh. Do what?
Someone lost their jet?
How do you lose a jet?
U.S. Air Force officials posting on Twitter said they're looking for a missing F-35 jet. It was last seen flying above North Charleston, South Carolina, when the pilot ejected from the plane. There was another plane beside it, which returned safely to Joint Base Charleston. If you have any information on the whereabouts of the F-35, please call our base defense operations. Mm. No word on if the fighter jet they allowed to wander away was fixed, but there's a good chance it was chipped, meaning they could go and find it. But that's what's up.
Huh. Hmm, weird.
Maybe in the ocean, though.
Yeah, all right. Where was this again?
In South Carolina.
Yeah. Maybe. Put an Apple tag in there.
Exactly.
Yep.
Put that freaking tag in there. A woman hides in her ex's back seat before trying to murder him.
Hmm.
Women are crazy, that's man. Rough.
A woman in Pennsylvania has been accused of hiding in the back of her ex-boyfriend's car before attacking him with a knife, according to a police report from WTAJ. At around 6 a.m. Thursday morning, while searching for Paige Nicole Lander, 23, cops were called to a home where they found a man who had been stabbed several times. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he told police that he and Lander had dated for a few months before breaking up. The victim, who hasn't been named, then claimed Lander started to stalk and harass him. The victim went on to say that he was backing out of the driveway on his way to work when he noticed Lander's car blocking him in. Lander's then allegedly popped up in the back seat and attacked him with a knife, cutting his face and his neck.
Oh, man.
Earth, man.
She's since been charged with her ex's attempted murder in the first degree, among other things, and is in jail with a bail set at $400,000. Dude, that whole backseat pop-up thing, like the buck and Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
The deer that wakes up.
That was funny in a movie or scary, like whatever.
This is scary.
That backseat stuff's no good. I don't like it. That deer, though, when it pops up and it rips his head, that's funny stuff, man. That's funny. Have you seen the TikTok trend about the Roman Empire?
No.
No.
So it's all over the place. They're like, why are guys all obsessed with the Roman Empire? And so I didn't see the trend until Kaylin asked me about it. She goes, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And I said, probably once a day. Day and a half.
Once a day and a half?
What?
Why?
Oh, you're reading the Bible?
What is this?
No.
Yeah, what is...
What is the...
I don't
hold
know.
Hold on. I mean, she asked me this first.
A manly man?
No. But she said, how often? And I just thought, I didn't know it was a TikTok trend yet. And I was like, probably every day and a half. And she was like, what do you think about with it? And I've even mentioned it here. The Roman Empire was massive. It was so much bigger than even the United States. It stretched across... It was bigger than any country now, period, right? And there are two reasons it fell. One, because it got so large. Imagine taking a canvas, but you just keep stretching it. Eventually, it's going to start to, if it gets so big, it's just going to start to crack and split. But really, it was when they flipped the religion to Christianity. They failed because they flipped everybody to Christianity. So you know what they're doing? All the people who are fighting and killing, they're like, oh, we're Christians now. We're not supposed to fight.
Thou shalt not kill.
We're done.
They got weak.
We give up. So when they gave up and turned Christian, that's how they lost the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And I think about that a lot. And so I didn't realize what you're talking about. And then I started to see all of them on TikTok, like the question about the Roman Empire. And so in a video posted on Tuesday, she recapped a recent conversation she had with her girlfriends when someone said, how often does your boyfriend or the man think about the Roman Empire? And so now there are thousands and thousands of these posts here. So let me ask you guys, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Maybe once a month.
And what do you think?
Just like when I'm reading like church, like at church or the Bible or something, that's the only time it comes up. I'm just like, that's crazy, man.
Which part was crazy to you, do you think?
I think just kind of how powerful they were and like the how they would just kill people and collect taxes.
Mm.
Like
how massive,
over everything.
How massive it was.
Yeah.
And how quickly, another thing I think about too, is how quickly these empires can just go away. These regime, I mean, right now, U.S. got a pretty good lock on stuff as a country. You know, China's got its little part. Russia, you know, we're all fighting to have more supremacy. But before you know, who knows? Albania, next thing you know, have some leader, figures it out, takes it over. So it's like that stuff that I think about. Genghis Khan and what he ruled, and it's not the Roman Empire, but how much that he...
Mongolia.
And it's all over. You know, Lunchbox, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Let me see this. Let me check. Last time I thought of it, never.
That's not true. You like Gladiator.
I've seen the movie.
So you thought about it?
No, I didn't. I just watched the movie. I was like, oh, that's cool. I mean, I didn't. I don't sit here and be like, man, that was. No, don't think about it.
So what's the trend? Like, what's
Is that
asking dudes how often they think about it? Because a lot of dudes think about the Roman Empire, apparently.
Yeah. Oh,
without even knowing
like,
it's a thing. No.
Meaning of if you think about it this many times. Oh, no. Just if you do.
They were just like, we're surprised that so many dudes think about the Roman Empire.
That's interesting.
And I do think about it, but not every. Just different parts. It is. It's huge. It was amazing.
Now, do you think you think about it some because you just went over there to see all the buildings or whatever?
I think I asked a lot of questions about it because I already thought about it some, but then I learned more about it. That was part of my excitement for going, was to go over there and ask questions about
it. So Rome was just the capital of it, but it expanded way bigger than that?
Oh, yeah, too. So many countries, like 15 countries that are those countries now. And I could be making that number up, but I mean, multiple countries.
And that I didn't know.
And then when they changed religions, that's when they lost it, which is crazy.
So what were they before?
What do you mean?
You said they changed religions.
I think they're just anyone that wasn't Christian is considered pagan for the most part. A pagan, what's up?
I have a dentist appointment.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you had to add to the story.
Yeah, I thought you were pointing to your teeth.
No, I was pointing to my teeth because I forgot.
What I mean. Yeah, I don't know what pagan means.
You got a noon?
Mm-hmm.
You going to the dentist?
Yeah, and it's like,
go.
10 minutes away.
Yeah, it must be nice.
You're good.
Wait, what'd you say?
He said it must be nice to go to the dentist.
Yeah. Oh.
Let me look up the exact definition. I believe pagan is anything that's referred to as a pagan religion is mostly something that's not a Christian religion from back in the day. So pagan, especially in historical context, a person holding religious beliefs other than those of main or recognized religions. So the big religions, if you had secondarily type religions.
Have a good day, Amy.
Bye, Amy.
Paganism is first used in the 4th century by early Christians for people in the Roman Empire.
Wow.
Who practiced different ethnic religions other than Judaism, polytheism. So yeah, it's pagan religions.
And there were a bunch of Caesars, right?
No, it was just Julius.
No. There were like a bunch of Caesars.
So they were the big family?
I think Caesars was like...
Little?
Like king. No, not little Caesars.
Pizza?
It's like there's one Caesar and there's a Lunchbox Caesar and Bobby Caesar.
There were a lot of Caesars.
Okay.
But there was one Julius. But you don't mean Julius Caesar.
No, Caesar.
Yes, there were I don't know how many multiples there were, but there were more Caesars.
So they were like the royal family. They were the Caesars were the popular ones, one.
They were the leader.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're born into that family, you were you guys are talking.
No. I don't think they were I don't think they were related.
Yeah, I think they were like a pope.
Right.
Not the Pope, because the Pope was a thing, but I think the Popes aren't all related to each other.
They all have different last names.
No, they're the Popes, I believe, are named after, like, saints, maybe?
They are. But I'm saying the Popes...
That's not their real name.
And
oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, man. You guys study too much.
No, not anymore. I'm bored with it.
Yeah, me too.
A Pope usually chooses to honor a predecessor or someone he admires. For example, John Paul II honored Paul the 11th? John Paul, who cares? But you get it. Yeah. Roman Empire. Amy left. She had to go to the dentist.
All right, let's go home.
Let's spill the tea on Amy now.
She heard Roman Empire and she made up an excuse to get out of here.
No, she did say she had an appointment. And I thought we'd be done by 12, which we are. We're about to be. All right. Let's do a little mid-roll here. Thank you.
Every day, I think of things that I'm thankful for, big and small. And something that has made my list multiple times over the last year is Rocket Money. Because I have taken over my finances. I feel very empowered, but I couldn't have done it without Rocket Money. I learned about Rocket Money, it was a little over a year ago from a good friend of mine. And she knew that I was overwhelmed being newly single and having to manage everything by myself. She's like, look, download this app. You'll be good to go. So I am grateful for the help in managing bills, budgets, and all things money. Now, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Now, I personally had two subscriptions going, and I was able to quickly notice through the recurring part of the Rocket Money app. So it helped me manage that and subscriptions in other ways. Like Rocket Money has over 5 million users. I'm one of them. And it has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. rocketmoney.com/bones.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, boom. Marking out stuff on my sheet here. Let's see. Eddie has now saved four lives.
Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
No, I have.
Oh, is this the Mike D thing?
This is the Mike D one.
Oh my God.
So now when I say, you know, how many lives
how many
I
saves,
how many lives I've saved, I can say four.
From being a lifeguard, but this wasn't. Okay, what's the story?
I think just in general, I can just say I saved four lives.
What's the story?
So we were in the car, listen to this lunchbox.
I'm listening,
man.
We
were driving to Kentucky, and I guess I was just telling some jokes, you know? Like
you're just being so funny.
Just being funny. And we were eating lunch at the same time, and Mike D just starts... I mean, I look over, and it's almost like his eyes were really, really big and watery.
He was choking because he was eating a chip and you were just slaying.
I guess, right? I was just saying some funny jokes. Yeah, and then I look over and I say, Mike, are you okay? And he looks at me and does this. Like, no. He can't talk, so he just nods no. So I go, uh-oh. So I start hitting him in the back as hard as I can. Come on, spit it out.
Okay,
spit
you don't have to hit me.
Well,
I know.
I'm just demonstrating.
Yeah, I know.
And then finally, whatever it was came out of the hole. And he was like, oh, okay, I think I'm good.
So you think you saved him?
Wait, I don't think I did. I mean, I did.
Mike, what is your recollection?
Eddie tried to kill me. I was eating, and then he kept making these dumb jokes about all the food he was ordering. And at the time
that
I was—
That's what it was. Eddie was— Oh, that's right.
And at the time I was taking a bite, he said some dumb thing. I laughed, and then this piece of this wrap got stuck in my throat, and I couldn't breathe.
Mike, what were you feeling, though? Like the helpless feeling of, I can't breathe, and I can't do anything about it?
Yeah, I thought I was never going to breathe again.
Did you really think you were in trouble?
I did, and that's when I looked at him. I thought I could, like, pass it, and then I didn't have anything to drink, so I was like, what am I going to do here? And then looked at Eddie, and he punched me in the back.
So are you saying Eddie saved your life, really?
Or did Eddie try to kill you?
After trying to kill me, he saved my life.
So you're back to even.
Dude, I've saved 4 lives. Okay. That was crazy. And you know the craziest part, too? Bones is in the front seat. He never turned around. Like, Mike almost died.
No, I'm going to tell you what the deal was. I said, let's all order food. I'll pay for it. And I gave everybody my phone to order from Clean Juice. And Eddie ordered 4 meals.
And I was indecisive.
And by indecisive, he just kept, because I was paying for it, very lunchbox-like. Eddie's like, I'm just going to order all this stuff. So I'd be like, why is there a wrap? What's this, a chicken wrap? I'd be like, that's mine. So if I moved on, I was like, there's some sort of like almond
peanut butter.
Toast, peanut butter. That's mine. What? And so Eddie was making jokes because he kept had all this food.
Did he eat it all?
Yeah.
I think he did eat it.
Of course. Okay, see, there you go. Yeah, then nothing wrong with it.
Thanks, dude.
Okay. I don't think that counts as a save.
It's not?
No.
Why? Because I had to do with actually him almost dying?
Lifeguard, you're there for that reason.
Yeah.
To save somebody. This, you just hit him on the back.
Yeah, but Mike, you would have, like, there was really nothing you could have done.
No, I tried.
You had other people in the car with you, though, that could have slapped your back. Kevin?
He was too far.
Oh, no, he was 1.5 feet away.
I know, but I was right next to him.
Hey, Abby, can you come to the microphone for a second? You can go in Ray's room.
Yes.
Did you see Lunchbox riding his bike?
Yes.
To work or just generally?
No, to work.
When?
Last week.
Okay, what happened?
So I was stopping to get coffee before work, and I was like almost running late. I was starting to freak out, and I was getting back in my car, and I look up and I see a guy on a bike, and he was in red and blue. I was like, oh my God, that's Lunchbox. He had a helmet on and everything. It was really
safety
funny.
First.
Safety first.
But he was in the road because there was like a trail of cars behind him. And I was like, you really can't ride on the sidewalk?
Oh, you don't ride on the sidewalk.
No, no, no. You don't.
But,
no.
But he was, like, it was one lane that,
so he
you know.
So your point is he was holding up an entire lane of traffic.
Yes, like it's like rush hour and he's just like chilling. He was going very slow.
Can you do that?
No, guys, I'm going the speed limit. You got a problem, move over.
The speed limit? You're not going the speed limit.
Like, I'm moving. Like, you're supposed to be in the street. You have every right to be in the street. You're not supposed to be on the sidewalk because of pedestrians and all these
things.
You're
not supposed to be on the sidewalk. You're right.
And things sticking out can get your handlebar, so you ride in traffic. And if you have a problem, show the cyclist respect, move around, give a lot of space. Thank you very much. I was doing everything right. And thanks for saying hi.
Should he? I was already in my car at that point. But should he have been like to the side so they can go around him? Or
there's another lane.
A lot of cyclists, because you are supposed to ride in the road, but a lot of cyclists will stay on the right, the very side of the road.
Yeah.
So cars can, it's easier for them to get around, but he doesn't have to.
Yeah, here's the problem.
You're supposed to ride on the right side of your lane. Yeah.
Here's the problem. I try to, but they have street parking, and I don't know if those cars have been there or if someone's about to get out, so you got to worry about doors flying open. So you have.
I don't hate you for it. I just think it's hilarious that you've got traffic backed up rushing all the way back, you know?
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Like, did you notice?
No, Abby, I'm in my own world. Like, I'm just riding in traffic like every other car.
But like you're not a car.
I know, but I'm saying I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, and if they got a problem, hey, that's not my fault. That's like true. If I was in a car and I was going slow, guess what? Go around me.
But you were almost late too.
Did people ever honk at you, like, and yell at you?
Yeah. I've gotten that before, but it's all good.
Where they yell, like, get out the road, idiot.
Not yell, but honk, like, oh, what are you doing? And I've had one stupid lady almost hit me because I'm about to turn left on a street and she gets impatient and tries to pass me on the left as I'm turning.
Mm.
And I had to slam on the brakes.
Sucks.
And I look at her and I'm like, and she's like, and she just drives off. And I'm like,
she's probably been following you for like 10 blocks.
But why would you not go around on the right? You see me, like, I put my arm out. I put my arm out like I'm going left.
You do that?
Yeah. And then she tries to pass me on the left. And
yeah,
I was
it
like,
sounds like you're doing everything right. It just is funny to think about you holding up 40 cards of traffic. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yeah, because I've never seen him on his bike. Like, I always hear that he rolled
in. Is it also funny
in.
To see him on a bike?
Yes, it was hilarious.
Yeah, safety first, though, you know what I mean?
That's right. Always wear a helmet, guys.
Always wear a helmet. Amy's sister's show premiered last night.
Did you watch it at lunch?
Not a chance.
I think Amy comes on next week. She's but I think Amy's episode's next week.
Oh, Amy, is that true? Oh, Amy doesn't care. Amy, do you hate that show?
It would have been Lunchbox's episode, but they cut him.
Yeah, that's Dirty Dog. They did me wrong.
They did you wrong, Dirty Dog.
They did. They promised me the world, and they took it all away.
Well, they didn't really promise you.
No, they did. They said I was A segment. Oh, and they pulled the carpet right out from underneath
me. They meant like a segment.
A segment, Amy's B segment. Like segment. I was going to be the focus.
A segment.
All right, I think that's it. Ray, anything from you?
No. I've had to go to the bathroom for about 2 straight hours, though.
You've had time? We've had breaks. A few breaks.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie may have had a break. I didn't have a break. No, I didn't have a break, but you may have had a break.
No.
We've all had a couple of
breaks. Are you, my keeper?
If Bones had a break, you had a break.
That's true. Shut and up. I did have to go pee. I rarely leave the seat, but I did.
Eddie, you don't have to be a contrarian. I have not had a break. This isn't a debate. I'm about to pee myself. Thank you.
You had a break.
Shut up. Who are you? Is this how you are every day? You just like always go opposite of what people say? I haven't had a break. I'm about to pee myself.
He thinks you had a break. And that you're just being clickbait Ray right now.
I'll pee all over you. That's clickbait.
That's a fun segment there.
That's not bad.
All right, we're done. Thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey there, all you lovely listeners. Let's dive into this latest release that is going to suck the life out of you in the best way possible. So listen up, because the Womanizer Next 3D Pleasure Air Stimulator, available from Pink Cherry, takes pleasure to a whole new dimension, literally. Imagine taking the speed and intensity of the original groundbreaking Pleasure Air technology combined with new climax control so you can control even the depth of the airwaves. The 3D Pleasure Air technology offers a deeper, richer sensation that might just transport you to another universe of pleasure. The Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry, is the only toy that allows you to take complete control of your orgasm journey with fully customizable speeds, intensities, and depths. Made from soft touch silicone, a fully waterproof body, and smart silence technology, you can enjoy pleasure anywhere, anytime. So what are you waiting for? Ditch the dull and enjoy unparalleled pleasure from the Womanizer Next 3D, available from Pink Cherry. Visit pinkcherry.com and save an extra 20% off with code NEXT.